The artist, formerly known as Prince, has a new release containing 4 discs called Crystal Ball that he's releasing on his own. No longer signed to a record label or working with a manager, Prince is putting out music recorded over the past few years that his previous employer, Warner Records, was reluctant to put out. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Crystal Ball is the most entertaining Prince collection in quite a while.
Depending on how you look at it, Prince, and sorry, fogey that I am, that's what I'm going to continue to call him for efficient radio purposes, has either had a hard time these past few years or he's gotten what's coming to him. Prince is an endlessly productive, extraordinarily hard-working artist who really does see himself as an artist in the classic romantic sense. That is, someone who creates for the sake of creation, with the commercial byproducts of that creativity, the shaping and packaging of it, another matter entirely. This philosophy has led not only to annoying name changes, like asking us to now call him The Artist, but over the past 10 years, to record a huge amount of music and then to discover that the record label that first signed him, Warner Brothers, was resistant to releasing all that work because Prince's record sales were slipping and so much of his music was idiosyncratic, uncategorizable, in short, unmarketable. Where on rock radio stations, for example, are you going to place a gentle Prince song like this?
Mary Claire, Denise and Belle, best friends as far as I could tell, cheerleaders except for Denise. She was the wild one, she was the beast, she was the one who named the group the original Gang of Four.
You can find this 4-CD set in a number of major record chains under Prince's own distribution agreements, or get it through an 800 number, but an attempt he made to sell it over the internet fizzled out. Working without label or management has its advantages, though. Even though he hasn't had a hit in years, Prince still sells out medium-sized concert halls on the strength of a well-deserved reputation as a great live performer. And he gets to keep 65-70% of the profits, as opposed to the 35-40% that other performers with agents and managers and local promoters have to dole out. And it's a lot of fun to see him rip through coarse, tight material like this. That's Carmen Electra, now the co-star of Baywatch, but previously a member of Prince's posse, singing background vocals on that 1995 track. There's a sense in which Prince's time in the pop music spotlight has passed. To listen to the material on Crystal Ball, he's still mining that Sly Stone, George Clinton funk groove with variations of increasingly diminishing returns. But just when you count him out, he can turn on a dime, his own dime, thank you very much, and surprise you with stuff that's as strong and vital as anything anyone's putting out. And no one has ever accused Prince of not putting out.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.